Well, the promise of a great sale or maybe price reduction is probably the number one hook for you if you're looking at buying a cheap car seat, for your child. But unfortunately, there is a scam going around involving potentially dangerous car seats. And here to talk with us about that scam right now is Tim Maniscalco. He is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Indiana. Tim, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Oh, happy to do this. This is some good information out there.
Well, first, just tell us a little bit about the scam in general and how it works. This is not this is a very unique scam that I personally am not familiar with, and a lot of other people may not be either. How does this scam work with fake car seats?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is, particularly with COVID now, we are doing a lot of online shopping. There's just been a flood of online websites out there that are selling fake goods. And in this case, it's really car seats that are not up to standard. Here's what it is. You go to a website, and there may be a car seat that, looks like a brand name, looks like one that is a good car seat for a very, very low price. So you're going to say to yourself, hey, I've just found a deal. I'm going to buy this car seat. Well, when you get the car seat, number one, it is not going to be up to the safety standards that car seats are required to, meet. These people are just giving you a product that really is not the product that is going to keep your child safe. So just be very, very careful of these websites, particularly if you see a price out there that, is too good to be true. We always love to find a deal, but if it's really low out there, be very, very careful. This came to us really from the Indiana State Police. They are starting to find these car seats in cars, and, children rely on us to protect them, keep them safe. So be very, very careful of these kind of websites.
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing that you talked about, that state police came to you with this information. When police are finding these cars, how are they able to figure out that they're fake or that they're not up to child safety standards?
Well, they know what the standards are that a child safety seat has to pass or has to have in order to be, meet the standards out there. So they're trained in that. And, I think once you see one of these, you go, okay, this is one. And then you see another one and you say, okay, here's another one. And at some point, it got to the point where they said, boy, we need to let people know about this because they're starting to see more of these than they'd like to, I guess, is the way I'd like to put it.
Have you guys, when you've had these scams reported to you, what have callers said personally? Like, let's say you haven't heard from state police, and maybe a caller says, "Hey, I got a safety seat here for my kid that's really not right." What kind of things have they told you?
Well, just as you said, people do report these scams. In fact, what we have here at BBB is something that your listeners would be very interested in. Is we have a website. It's called BBB Scam Tracker. And it's where people can go and report scams just like this. And also, you can go in and see the scams that are going on in your area. So if you go to BBB Scam Tracker, actually a map of the United States will come up. And then you can home right into, let's say, Marion County or wherever it is, and you'll see scams that have been reported. You can click on that and see the scam that has been reported. So in this case, if you do suspect that there may be something with your car seat, you might want to look into Scam Tracker and see if other people have reported a similar type of scam. So Scam Tracker is a great way to see what scams are going on in your particular area. It's bbbscamtracker.org.
Got it. And what are some other things that people can do to make sure that they watch out for this and avoid this type of scam?
Yeah, a couple of things. When you're shopping online, there's a couple of things that you should do. Up in the URL bar, you always want to look for the letters HTTPS. S is the important letter there. That gives you some added assurance that website has been registered. And, there's a little bit more legitimacy behind that. Number two, you want to look for the little lock icon up in the URL bar. Number three, if you see something that is, the words are misspelled or maybe the website isn't graphically presented all that well, or sometimes there's awkward English in there. Here's what we find is that most of these websites originate outside the country. English isn't their first language. So a lot of times there will be misspellings or what I would call awkward sort of English. Maybe the website doesn't look all that professional. But really, the big thing that people want to watch out for are ridiculously low prices. If you see something out there that's just very, very low price, that's a real red flag. That should be the first thing that you say to yourself, boy, I don't know if this is the quality that they really say it is.
Then there's the NHTSA. They have guidelines for car seat safety, and people can check those out, right, too?
Yes, they have a fantastic website. In fact, what you can do on their website is go in and actually put in your child's age, your child's weight, your child's height, and up will come recommended car seats that meet the safety standards out there. I went to that website. Super easy. Like I say, you just put in the weight, the height, and the age of your child, and certain car seats will come up. That would be the first thing that I would do before I go shopping for a car seat.
All right. He's the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Indiana, Tim Maniscalco. Tim, thank you so much for letting us know about this scam going around. Again, BBB, the scam tracker. You can go online and find a scam and report it there. Tim, is there anything else I may have missed that you'd like to add before we go?
No, this was good information. Just be very, very careful before you buy anything online because there are a lot of fake websites out there.
All right, Tim, thank you so much for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Sure.